A little poem, or not so little poem, called Suite to Fathers. I started writing in a suite form, or a long collection of shorter lyrics around a central core, when I moved in despair of ever writing a long poem. I decided that there's something in the age against writing a long poem that is not a sequence of shorter ones. Thinking maybe as an antidote to Frost's Death of a Hired Man writing Death of a Hired Woman, you know what I mean? This is a poem called Sweet to Fathers. I think that night's our counterbalance, a blind woman we turn to for nothing but dark. In Valmont, I see a slab of parchment, a black quill pen and stone. In a sculptor's garden, there is a head made from stone, large as a room, the eyes neatly hooded, staring out with a crazed somnolence, fond of walled gardens. The countesses arch like cats in chateau. They wake up as countesses and usually sleep with counts. Nevertheless, he writes them painful letters, thinking of Eleanor of Aquitaine, Gaspera Stampa. With Capus, he calls forth the stone and the rose. In Egypt, the Tao sweep the Nile with ancient sails. I am in Egypt, he thinks, this Baltic Jew. It is hot. How can I make bricks with no straw? His own country, rich with her food and slaughter, fit only for sheep and generals. He thinks of the coffin of the East, of the tears of the dead in Venice, those countless singulars. At lunch, the baked apple too sweet with kirsch becomes the tongues of convent girls at gossip. Under the drum and shadow of pigeons, the girl at promenade has almond in her hair. From Duino, beneath the mist, the green is so dark and green it cannot bear itself. In the night, from black paper, I cut the silhouette of this exiled god, finding him as the bones of a fish in stone. In the cemetery, the grass is pale, fate green, as if dumped from Easter baskets, from overturned clay and the deeper marl which sits in a wet gray heap by the creek. There are no frogs, death drains there. Landscape of glass, perhaps Christ will quarry you after the worms. The newspaper says caskets float in leaky vaults. Above me I feel paper birds. The sun is a brass bell. This is not earth I walk across, but the pages of some giant magazine. Come, song, allow me some eloquence. Good people die. The June after you died, I dove down into the lake. The water turned to cold, then colder, and ached against my ears. I swam under a sunken log, then paused, letting my back rub against it, like some huge fish with rib cage and soft belly open to the bottom. I saw the light shimmering far above, but did not want to rise. It was so far up from the dark. Once it was night, 3 days, after that four, six, and over again. The nest was torn from the tree from the ground itself sinking torn. I envied the dead their sleep of rot. I was a fable to myself, a speech to come meet. Once in Nevada, I sat on a boulder at twilight. I had no ride and wanted to avoid the snakes. I watched the full moon ride a fleshy red out of the mountains, out of a distant sandstorm. I thought then that if I might travel deep enough, I might embrace the dead as equals, not in their separate stillnesses as dead, but in music, one with another's harmonies. The moon became paler, rising, floating upwards in her arc, and I with her intermingled in her whiteness, until at dawn again she bloodied herself with earth. In the beginning, I trusted in spirits, slight things, those of the dead in procession, the household gods in mild delirium, with their sweet round music and modest feasts. Now I listen only to that hard black core, a ball harsh as coal, rending for light, far back in my own sour brain. The tongue knots itself, a cramped fist of music. The oracle, a white-walled room of bone, which darkens now with a greater dark. And the brain, a glacier of blood, inching forward, sliding, the bottom silk-covered but sweet, becoming a river now, laving the skull with coolness, the leaves on her surface dipping against the bone. Voyager, the self, the voyage. Dark, let me open your lids. Night stares down with her great bruised eye.